Welcome back. It's time for another episode of Dawn Day Tales. This is our first episode after a long winter. I am your host, Justin, and once again, I'm joined by my esteemed co-hosts, the champions of chuckles, the reverends of roasting, Cote, Babe, and Donnie. As always, we're joined by our top-notch executive producer in spirit, Dizzy Patterson. He's drinking and keeping the taps flowing at Liberty tonight. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Good. Good,
Better
yeah.
than you. Your fucking lips haven't been working, you can tell, for about 8 months, but it's okay. Once you're up and running, it's okay, Justin. But you got a nice
I'm
smile on your
learning to
face,
read
so.
again. I haven't read since the last time we did this, so.
It seems your lips have been working pretty good, Cote.
Fuck.
That's what I hear. Grandpa.
Any big
Bubba. They call me
updates,
Bubba.
changes since we've last seen you guys workout routines? How's everything going? You ready for the big tournament? Donnie?
Yeah, I've I took a lot away from last year, and when you get back, and you start looking at yourself, it's kind of depressing. So I renewed my membership at Planet Fitness, and I've been going at least once a month, and it's starting to pay off. So I'm excited. I hope to move up. This is one of those years, Justin, when I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, there potentially could be 11 rounds. Am I correct on
Potentially.
that?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. So some players are looking to avoid falling to an 11th round pick, which is pretty embarrassing, right, Cote? I mean,
I got a shot.
yeah, but
So going back to you going to Planet Fitness, did you sign up for the adult membership, or are you in the fucking kids thing where you just jump around in the balls?
you get a free visit with Alito Pizza.
Yeah, exactly. And a gold and a sport gold t-shirt. That's nice.
Yeah. So thumbs up on the Planet Fitness. It's definitely I would endorse it wholeheartedly for the rest of the
I would
well, not
say I'm in the
every.
worst I would say I'm in the worst shape in a bunch of years, so I'm pretty confident going
Are
in
you?
there. Yeah. I just
What
haven't done
happened?
fuck all.
I thought
Well,
you
I
were
just
in.
uh,
I
no, I
thought you
stopped
were in.
going to the gym. It was overrated. It's too hard in my hips. But I gotta get back to golf. Obviously, this work trip's fucking in my way, but I'll start doing something little as
I think
possible.
the last time we did one of these, you were chirping about what were you doing?
You got a
Man Mountain
wad?
Dean
Oh, he was doing
exercises or
wads.
something? Oh,
CrossFit, you fucks.
CrossFit, yeah, didn't work.
Planet Fitness Kids Club. I didn't join that.
Then he saw the stats that came out on Dom Day, and he quit CrossFit.
Fuck, I haven't been to that bar, CrossFit. Where is it?
All
Right.
right.
Oh yeah, babe, any changes out west? Anything going on?
Yeah, you know what? Stephanie had another baby, so we got another grandson, Mac, and I had a couple of hern dogs removed, so that was good.
Yeah.
Repaired, I guess, the hernias. Yeah, so all
Everything go
good.
well? Everything
Yeah,
go well
everything
at the
went
moment?
well. Went
You
well.
been
Yeah,
fully cleared? Are you 100%? You're
fully cleared. Yes, went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago. He said you're good.
good. You're good.
Yeah, just don't play baseball before July 1st.
Well, that rules you out for the Friday game then.
Yeah, but I'll be big on Saturday.
Yeah.
That extra night of sleep will
So,
really do you in.
Justin, how are things shaping up? What are we
Yeah.
looking at this year in terms of an agenda for the
Yeah,
round?
so we're underway. Registration is underway. The excitement is hitting a fever pitch. The countdown is on. People are texting, people are calling. They're wondering what's happening this year. Are we going to Windy Gym? Are we worried about global warming and that impacting us? And after the debacle last year of half of Canada burning, people have been asking me, to use a pun, the burning question, is Windy Gym back? I don't have the answer, but anybody on the phone?
Windy Jim's back. The Windy Jim steaks is back. And I don't mean steaks like steak you put on the barbecue.
Like they spelled it on the blanket one year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it was pretty close to the truth, but it wasn't. Yeah. We just didn't want it that way.
Speaking of, do we have a permit for the field, Justin?
We don't, as of
That's
yet.
so. No?
No, we don't as of yet.
Let's
What about the
skip over that. We don't have to renew the membership.
It's in the works. It's Andrew's been working on it full time.
Babe, it's gotten a lot more complicated. I remember the days when we used to have to call Morley Kells when we
Kells, I
got
was
to the
going to say,
field.
is he still there?
When we got to the field, we had to call
Yeah.
Morley Kells because he kicked us off the East Diamond, you know? So, but anyhow, that
He's
was
as
that's
athletic as a piece of licorice.
yeah. But besides the Windy Gym, we are back on our usual schedule. We got the Men Cup coming. We've got a new little rivalry that we're excited to announce on the big night of on the big night of the Men Cup. So that'll be exciting. We'll be back at Remo's, and baseball will kick off Friday at 5:30. So looking forward to Dom Day 45. But
So
before we get
just to pin some dates to it, Justin, so we're all on the same page. Like Thursday is the Men Cup, right?
It is,
The
yeah.
27th, right? So
Correct.
we want people getting there on the right day,
Yes.
because some of our membership, they're a little slower. But
I think Steve Reese will be there August 3rd, but everybody else
yeah.
June 27th.
So, the 27th, the Men Cup, and I guess, unfortunately, no Blue Jays game this year on the 26th. So, that's going to be kind of
Are you coming to St. Kitts for lacrosse?
I'm
Yeah.
going to
Okay.
stop in. Evan and I are going to stop in for that lacrosse game, Cote,
Yep.
and
Okay.
then planning to tee it up on the 27th in the morning at Humber Valley
Oh,
for
nice. Nice.
a little little golf. So I'm going to throw that out there to the membership to see if anybody wants to join in,
Maybe Sid could come.
Yeah.
Bring someone, maybe one of the ladies off his street.
After his divorce is finalized. But and then the Men Cup, Justin, which hopefully we spelled it correctly. I just want to
Is
know
there
that.
one N or two, Donnie?
I think there's two, babe. Well, there has been for the last 33 years, but so hopefully that continues. And the Men Cup, and I like the idea, Justin. I like the rivalry thing. I think it might get some juice, So we'll see how that goes, and then I guess the shoot the shit right after, right? In the bar again, and then Friday, the 28th. That would be Friday the 28th, right? And we go to Jack Astor's,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
for the luncheon, which was awesome last year. I mean, we had a great
Great
crowd last
luncheon.
year, and the food was good, and nobody walked out on their tab, I don't think, and all was good. And then we go to the track, and again, if we can just dance around the forest fires, it's going to be awesome. And we haven't had live racing for how long, babe? 4 years,
4 years,
five
Donnie.
years,
Four,
maybe.
five, yeah.
Yeah.
And
So,
live racing where we've actually won 25
yes.
years, I believe.
That'll be great. Were we able to use the blanket they made for us last year, babe?
No, I think they're keeping it for this year. They're keeping it for this year.
They're keeping la they we're
Last
using
year's.
last year's this year. Yeah, I'm just trying
So
to
we
follow
didn't,
your train of thought.
yeah.
Yeah. Which is great. I mean, save money here and there. That's fantastic. But so then the Windy Gym, which should be a barn burner. We don't have any idea who's going to be in the race yet. All the qualifying is going on. All the losers from the Kentucky Derby are moving over to the other side of the bracket, which eventually leads to the Windy Gym. So we'll find out a little bit more after the Preakness, which comes up in 10 days, and then all those losers will shuffle off. What's that?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the trotters out right where Bowie's car was parked out the back of the Charlottetown Raceway. I took that
That's
picture.
great.
I think it's
Okay.
Secretariat.
Is that Bowie?
Yeah, that's Bowie. No, it's Guy.
It's
Kentucky
like Clydesdale
IRS.
pulling
Yeah.
But yeah, so that'll be awesome, and then bolt over to the field, right? And we'll have an army of rookies putting up the fence this year, Justin, which is great. That must give you some satisfaction. Potentially one guy might put the whole fence up this year.
Be worth watching, Donnie.
And then away we go. And every team plays on the Friday night this year, right? Which is great.
Yes,
Yeah,
that is
so
correct. Yeah.
four huge games, and then a lot of hugs and kisses, and then away we go over to Remo's for a fun night, and then back up early in the morning for a complete day. And then the Saturday night's always a treat too, babe. You know, we got the bowling.
Did
Well,
we
first the
go
sing
on?
along,
Oh,
which
sing
we,
along's always the best. Yeah.
classic. And then we roll over to the bowling, literally roll in there and then stir up some trouble with the locals at the in the lanes there.
I don't remember the bowling from last year.
Uh, you were, yeah, you might have not.
Yes, you were a little over the edge, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We had a great time, played
So,
all the tunes.
some prick kept throwing bowling balls around, just arbitrarily flipping them onto the aisle alleys. I don't know
Did
who the
you
hell
get
that
kicked
guy
out for that
was.
Cote, or did, were you able to
Yeah,
stay?
they weren't impressed, but
Yeah.
fuck
And they played the same five songs over and over.
them. Yeah.
Candyman, Rhinestone
Candyman.
Cowboy. Oh yeah,
Rhinestone.
Volcano, it was awesome. And then
Oh.
we went, and then some of us, I don't think
Yes.
any of the people on this podcast went to Jack Astor's for the Shot Fest, which we had a great time. I mean, we had a good solid 14 guys there firing back shots till like 1:30 in the morning. Yeah, made for a rough Sunday, but that was great. And then Sunday, of course, the normal, right? The playoffs, the championship, the hopefully. Justin, what about the blender party? We've got all sorts of volunteers lined up to do the blender party.
No, it's a no.
Did
It's
we
a
have a
no.
blender party last year, Donnie?
No, we didn't. But the issue was that, you know, we didn't have anybody that was going to do it. But now we have an army of people that are ready and armed with blenders and associated materials to get it done.
Tell them to
What?
volunteer at the barbecue first, and then we can finish.
What? Sure, that we can make that part of the deal, you know. But anyhow, and then the party, we're going back to the same spot, Justin, for the party.
Yes, hopefully we find out Friday.
Okay.
We find out
Same
how
day
they
as
want us, or
the permit.
yeah.
Yeah. So in terms
We're
of planning,
waiting on a lot of things to be approved.
I think the membership can take comfort in the planning that's gone on so far. You know, apparently everything is, if not approved, you know, about to
We're
be kind of
close. We're
thing, right?
close. Maybe approved.
So everyone out there should look for an email that, because we may have to move it to late September, early November, depending on what happens with all this stuff. So
I think the only thing we're trying to determine is Doc the Bottle Guy going to be playing or not this year? That's the one kind of big question.
oh Christ,
He's
is he
applied
gonna
for
do it?
14 straight years. Is this finally going to be the year he breaks through? We'll review the application again and get back to him. But otherwise, I think everything else
Yeah.
is on track for another good Dom Day.
I just saw him 2 days ago on the road outside of St. John, New Brunswick, collecting empties.
Was he
I think he's
following
from.
you there?
Isn't he from down this way,
Yeah,
Justin?
I think he is.
I think so. His license plate is.
I think he's from River Glade, New Brunswick.
You should stop in and see him, Cote. He'd be thrilled. Really?
Maybe he's Dick's neighbor.
Oh,
Dick.
we should give him Dick's address.
Yeah.
How do we do that? You guys can get together for a barbecue.
Oh,
Here and you.
we'll go over and tell Dick that we just gave his address to Doc. We'll have a
Oh God.
shit.
So yeah, looks like a great plan of attack. Let's hope everything works out, right?
Yep. No, it should be a good time. So before we get into what this year is looking like on the field, why don't we take a quick minute and look back at Dom Day 44? A lot went on. We had the Remo's regulars defeat the herd in the final, with the regulars becoming one of many franchises now that have won Dom Day in their first year of existence, giving Jordan Niskanen and assistant coach Eric Niskanen their first championship in franchise history. We said goodbye to the High Flyers and the Fugitives as they were both eliminated in the play-in round. Sad to see them both go. I'm sure they went quietly, if we all remember correctly, but they'll be back in short order for sure. Otherwise, an uneventful tournament on the field, I think, looking back. But all told, a lot of fun. The question, though, is we had multiple rookies. We had Volcano, we had Moose, we had Chop, we had Smoot, and we had Candyman. Looking back, guys, which one of those rookies left the biggest impact on you in the off season. Donnie, do you want to start?
Yeah, and be careful, Justin, because Smoot is his real name. So it was Schmeltzy, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
And nobody knew who you meant.
But as far as the impact, I mean, clearly, I think, for me, it's the Candyman.
Why, Donnie?
Instant legend, and
That's the Candyman
as
cat.
we all know, the Candyman and he sure did, man. I mean, he was everything as expected and more. I mean, nobody knew who the hell he was going into it, but boy, he came out of there. What a legend. So he certainly made an impression on us. We had him down for Thanksgiving dinner, actually. We just, Lisa, fell in love with him, and we had all the neighbors over, and we were passing out candy as they came in the door. And then
That
we.
was Halloween, Donnie. That was
Yeah.
Halloween, by
Well, no, it
the
was left over from Al. And then we, at some point in time, we flipped on the Sammy Davis album, and away we went, with the Candyman. So, I mean, how could you forget that guy? Whatever his name is. Was it Patrick or
Peter, Paul, something like that. Started with a P.
So for me, it's the Candyman. I just can't wait to see him this year. I'm assuming he'll be, right at the Men Cup, ready to go, right? I mean, he's.
The Candyman has declined to attend Dom Day this year. He's
What?
prepaid for Dom Day 46.
Oh.
However, he is out of state judging a bovine contest at the state fair in Wisconsin, I've been told. So he won't be at this year's Dom Day.
What?
It's a family tradition, apparently. Yes, he
Every
comes from
5 years, they head to a
Rogers.
fair somewhere.
He got Steve Reese's fucking calendar. Auger.
I know.
Well,
I
that's
don't
too
believe it.
bad. That's
I don't
really
believe it. I mean,
It's gonna leave a big hole. It's gonna leave a big hole. Cote, what about you? Which rookie left a lasting impact on you?
none. I don't know any of these fucking guys. I literally, I remember Candyman, but the rest of them, bunch of fucking donuts. Really, I don't. It's kind of a blank. So maybe they'll show up this year and put a little more spike into it. But they literally kind of got to go show up for a couple of years, at least make an impression, right?
You
So
don't remember Schmeltzy?
yeah, Schmeltzy. He's a good guy.
A good guy.
Schmeltzy. Yeah. Okay. Him, Candyman,
And
Volcano. No,
Volcano.
I no, it's a blank. Who's Volcano? Whose friend was he, Donnie?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't
I
know.
don't know where
Nicole's.
I'm gonna go when the
Oh,
volcano.
yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole's. Oh,
Yeah.
well, yeah. If you had called him
Nicole
Justin.
Squeeze. Yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah, I like
Yeah.
him. Yep. He's got the flowery shirts. Yeah, he goes all out. Yeah, he's a good egg.
At what point does your memory start to fade?
When I was 50.
You're
Anyhow,
15.
now that you're remembering all the guys,
Yeah,
back to Justin's
there were some
question.
good guys. Yep.
Who left a lasting impression on you?
Well, I obviously Schmeltzy because he's a really good ball player and probably above, way above and beyond what any of us can participate. But he was a good egg, and
Yeah,
but definitely came in as a ringer.
it seems to be a cheater as well. So that's good for him.
Yeah, his
Yeah,
premium
oh, I'm a
player
fifth round
performance.
choice. Yeah,
Yeah, that's that
he
Maryland
was
connection.
fifth overall in the Major League Baseball draft in
That's right, for the World
88. Yeah,
Championships. Yeah,
his scouting report
Cuba.
said may have played cribbage once or twice.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
Oh,
seventh
plus
round.
he won all those soccer awards. I forgot about
Yes,
him.
remember
Yeah,
that? Hey, yeah.
he did. He won. Yeah.
Was he a fifth rounder?
I don't know what he was. It was
He
a
was a
damn
third
shame
or
wherever he
fourth.
went.
I
Yeah.
think he was a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great call by you.
Yeah.
Didn't win them up, though.
No. No, he didn't. He lost by
No.
a vote.
I think he was sanctioned, like the Russian team at the Olympic. The gods got together and sanctioned him for a year.
Fourth round, and when we look at the stats, he's at the top. I'm not.
Well, that's.
Hey,
Yeah.
what about you? Who
You
left a
don't,
lasting impression for you?
Chop, my nephew Ryan, he left a great imprint on me. He has never played a lot of sports, let alone baseball, and he came on, he played great. He had a great time, a lot of fun. He's obviously come and watched it in a lot of years, and then finally decided to play. So he really, left an impression on me. He's a gamer. I love the kid.
Is he back?
Is
Dave,
Chop
is he
back?
back?
Oh, he'll be back for sure.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
Back Chop.
Is he back, Justin?
I gotta
Signed
check.
up?
I gotta check the list, but I think so. I don't, there's not many noticeable outs.
Well, there's 10 Patterson, so it's he's probably back.
So
you
it
know.
should be.
Yeah.
Most everybody's back. I think the only person we've heard that's out so far is with an injury is Frankie. But everybody else, I think, is
Frankie's
in.
out again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's
he'll
gonna
be
come.
in
He's gonna come and see
Dombey,
it.
but he hurt his
Is he?
knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be
Did
there.
my brother sign up, Dave Coates?
Yes, I do know
Yeah,
that. He reached
he's
out to
back.
him. Yeah, he's coming in for it. Yep.
He was incredible last time he was
Oh,
here.
Played
easy.
unbelievable. He had a
Best
good
fucking
tournament.
Coach we ever had.
Yeah.
Probably. Probably.
But
Is
Chop
Minot
was Chop was a treat, babe. I got
Yeah.
at the dinner. I got time to spend with Chop and Case. I sat down and had dinner with them, and he was great. He
Chop
was
said
great.
he wants to sit somewhere else next year at the dinner. He said Casey's fine.
Yeah, he came up to me afterwards after eating with you, and he said that guy got the mic.
That was just one condition on coming back.
Oh, wait till he sits across from Cote and gets a piece of roast beef on his forehead. Fuck, he'll be loving
A little
that.
spinach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until
We'll put him with Minnow.
I'll tell Case to bring him a pair of safety glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Anyhow, a memorable group for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of the rookies, one of our rookies decided to take it upon himself and volunteer and put together some stats coming from Dom Day 44. These stats have not been widely circulated. They're highly confidential. Only the most trained baseball analysts have been given access to these stats, which is why we're going to you three for your review of the statistics. But just high level, the stats that Schmeltzy provided to us ranked every player in Dom Day last year from the best performance to the worst performance using advanced analytics and all that stuff that, makes real professional sports teams tick. And at the end of his analysis, he deducted that he was, in fact, the best player in Dom Day last year, statistically speaking.
So did Dave
Gentlemen.
Payne put these together, Wiener?
Gentlemen, what's your initial thought of the stat package that you received?
Well, I look at it, and statistics are one thing. The eye test is really what counts, right? But you look at things
which,
like
which
this.
Eye, which eye?
Yeah, you're a good one. But some things
work.
Jump off the page, Justin. I mean, you got a guy like Larry Smith who's drafted 76, and his ranking statistics wise was 6. So is he going to do that again, or is he going to go back to the usual Larry Smith? That's my question.
The question I have, though, is do you think a coach rolls the dice and finally makes Larry Smith a first rounder?
Yeah, he's got 5 spots to move up to be number one, Donnie. Think about that.
I know. He batted .833.
Oh, man.
Like, that's incredible.
What was
know?
His slugging percentage, Donnie?
Slightly over one, babe. 1.083, which, there's a lot of guys that had a lot better slugging percentage. Like, even a guy like Steve McNabney, who comes in ranked 77th this year.
I think he threw his back out moving the barbecue. Give him a bit of a break.
I mean, poor guy. He gives it his all. But
don't show this shit to Nicky. Nicky was ranked. He's the player ranked 17th. He'll fucking. We've got to keep him away from fucking tall bridges and fucking ropes. Holy Christ!
I don't know. There's a lot of things on here that are quite honestly puzzling. I mean, how about the incredible story?
Smidge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smidge and the incredible story were awful.
Yeah. Look at story.
What about Rhinestone?
66.
How was he? Rhinestone. When he had a.
I can't find him, babe. Can you?
I think you've got to keep scrolling.
Wow. What's he? Does he go by a real name or?
Maybe that's the problem. I don't have anybody here listed as. Oh, there's Candyman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the candy. Brendan Buff ranked 49th.
Wow.
Went
yeah,
number
pick
two
second.
Yeah.
Went number
Jeremy eight. Wolf. Jeremy Wolf, a sleeper.
He was awesome.
He would play
ranked
great.
Ninth, and he was drafted 66th.
Yeah.
In the ninth round, and he showed up huge. So is he back? Is he back, Justin?
He is. Yes.
Excellent. Good.
Well, tell him to leave his fucking trophy at home. It's a new year. So,
how about the McRae's? How about the McRae's?
Well, Al,
I thought Al had a great year. I thought it was his best in many years.
Year.
Where'd he
Al
end up?
Al came in ranked. He comes in this year ranked 76.
Has he moved up? I'm not
I'm
sure.
Told though that their bride came in a little late and a little light. So they Gord ended up 59th and Al 76th on the ranking.
Okay. Are they both back?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
I believe.
Good.
Yeah. I believe.
I don't know. You know, how much faith do you put in stuff like this? I mean, you got, and then there's the draft question, right? Like, do you take a flyer? Like, do you stick with a guy like Mitch Blacharski, right? Who was a complete bust last year. Let's be honest. You know, drafted 10th and he ranks 43rd statistically. I don't know. Do you stick with him or does he drop down to the seventh round? Yeah.
Well, the question, I guess maybe the question I have, and Babe and Donnie, you both had teams for a long time, knowing that the coaches have access to this information this year. Are you looking at the stats or are you looking at who's bringing you the locker room presence that you think you need to win Dom Day? And yeah, you could argue Larry at number six is talent, stats, and locker room. But what about some of the other guys? There's a lot of talented players ranked low in this stat package.
Yeah, you know, Justin, I look at it and I go, you know, there's things like a 1 in 100 year flood. And that might be, you know, the thing to Larry Smith. So I think we're back to normal there. There's other guys that are, you know, every other year. There's some guys that just never have a year. But you can look at these stats and truly they don't mean a whole lot unless you get the guys in your team that are on the lower level of the stats and then they fucking kill you and you lose your franchise. Does that explain that?
The thing with Smitty too, right? Because he doesn't usually get into the booze that much, right? Where some of the other guys have a little bit of an issue that way.
Or maybe he did. Maybe he did.
No, he's usually responsible because he has to fucking, he drives like to his closest friend's house in Barrie to stay overnight. And so he's responsible. Where some of the other guys that like get into the piss and maybe don't play that well.
Well, a lot of them. How about the guys that get into the slop and play well, Cote? How do you explain that?
Well, there's a prime example.
Like Joey used to.
Yeah. Why don't we have stats on that, Donnie?
We should.
You know, after 5 beer, 10 beer, what's your on-base slugging percentage after that?
Yes. Because that, you know, like you look at a guy like, I mean, you know, how hard, really, and again, honesty is the best policy, right? We got the coaches listening in. They're, you know, a couple of rookie coaches, which I guess we'll touch on hopefully shortly. But do you put faith in the fact that Moose is ranked 26th overall heading into this year? He was picked 67th last year. I have a hard time investing in that.
Well, I also look at the list and I see Rocky drafted 47th, but the 13th ranked player last year. And, you know, yeah, Rocky had a darn good tournament, but had he had that 16th beer on the Saturday, would it have gone sideways? Did he find the exact number that worked for him? To answer your question about the guys who drank and play well, Rocky's an interesting case study for me. I don't think he's been ranked that high and a decade, but finished 13th overall in the stats.
Yeah. I mean, this is a lot of stuff to churn through here. I feel for the coaches. They
really do, Donnie. Yeah. There's just so much to digest.
Yeah. And
See, I'm
we're
gonna
not
get
talking
him.
about the buffet either. So.
Which the buffet was very good last year.
Yes, it was excellent. So
yeah, anyhow, yeah, Dustin, Chop said it was great. Chop said it was great until he got back to his table.
I wouldn't put too much faith in these statistics, to be honest with you. I can't see Schmeltzy being drafted first overall. Can any of you guys? I don't see
no,
him.
No, I think he's like a fifth round choice.
Yeah. You, I hope you're not helping Evan pick the fucking team.
Yeah.
And that team will sneak into the finals again by some grace of God.
All right. Speaking of the teams, Justin, who we got this year?
Yeah, let's get into the team. So we already mentioned that the Remos Regulars, coached by Jordan Niskanen, will be defending their championship. And the Herd, who had their breakthrough season going to the finals under Adam Buff, will also be back. In addition, we'll have returning teams Kevin Woods with two championships under his belt. And then the group of coaches with zero titles to their name looking to finally break through are Mike Woods and the Titans, Bobby Filmon and the Bears, and Derek Patterson and the Bearcats. In addition, we'll be welcoming two rookie franchises. The first one, coached by Billy Bass, the Kingsmen, and the second franchise, coached by Evan Donnelly, the Claw Crushers.
Claw or claw pressure?
It's claw.
Or what was the third option?
I can't. I'm drawing
something
a
to do with something to do with a sea fish, some type of some sea fish.
The sea bass.
Yeah,
the Billy sea basses.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Malk spelled backwards. Malk.
From a creativity standpoint, you wonder, what we're down to now. But
I guess all the names have been used up.
Some of the best franchises names are already gone. So I get it. We're on to kind of tier three now. It's a bit like the movie industry. It's all sequels and reruns at this point. But I guess we'll go around the horn quickly and get your first impression and what you guys think of these two rookie franchises, one the Kingsmen, coached by Danny Monroe, and the other coached by Evan Donnelly. Maybe Cote, we'll start with you. Who are you expecting to have the better season of these two rookie coaches?
Well, I think a lot of people will be behind Evan. Everybody likes Evan. One probably guaranteed downfall is he's going to take his father at some point, and it all depends on how high his father goes in the draft. Really could be difficult. On the flip side, Billy Bass, he has been over in England for going on 2 years now. It'll be interesting to see if he even knows which side of the fucking road to drive on when he returns to America. So I'm not sure what he's going to be up with. And just like Evan selecting Mike Donnelly, is Billy Bass going to pick the ever speedy father guru Steve Monroe? Like they really trade off each other, but he's going to probably lean on his old man to feel like he'll help him through his draft. So if Minnow plays like he puts, they're fucked.
And what about picking up Stubby too on that team? That'd be a good
yes,
one.
Yeah.
How's Stubby doing?
Wow. Yeah, let's look at Stubby in the stats.
He's still looking for his first, right? His first title.
Yes, Billy Bass is fed up with all the coaches in the decade of playing haven't led him to one, so he's deciding it's time for him to do it himself.
But Stubby was consistent. He was 74th in the draft order, and he ranked 73rd.
That's pretty good.
He's an honest
player. Yeah, so he played just up to his level right there.
Well, you know what you're getting, right? Like, and I love Stubby. He's one of my all-timers. But it wouldn't it be great to see the three Monroes on that team? I mean, I pity the other eight, but
yeah,
Connor too.
Connor,
yes,
little stub.
Wow.
So, babe, before we get to the guy who's got some skin in the game, between the two rookie coaches, what are you expecting? Who do you think comes out of the gate hot? There's always one franchise that breaks out in their rookie year. Who do you think it is?
Well, the Craws. Is it Craw? Is it Craw or Claw?
Clam.
Craw. It's the crawl.
I am employed by Chaos, the international organization of evil. My name is the crawl.
The crawl?
Not the crawl. The crawl. Oh, yes.
That's how confusing it can be, Dan. So
even GetSmart couldn't figure the fucking thing out.
Yeah, still.
Exactly. I talked to Don Adams. He was stumped during the filming of that particular one. Stumped.
Stumpy or stubby?
Stumpy. Yeah. Little stubby.
No, I like these two new coaches. I think they've got a real eye for the game. Maybe not baseball, but an eye for the game. I got to say that, you know, Evan is going to come out guns a-blazing with his picks. I don't think he's going to go to family members, honestly, Donnie. I don't think it's going to happen. No,
I don't see it.
No. Or I think there might be a lot of pressure for Billy Bass to start picking the family, which, as we just talked about, might not be the best
route. Which could be the death of him.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
One and done.
That story. Yeah. Okay. So we'll go over to you, Donnie. Tell us why the guy who was ranked number fourth in last year's stats, your son, Evan Donnelly, will have the better rookie season as a coach than the 45th ranked Billy Bass. What's your view on this year's rookie coaches?
I don't know, Justin. It's, you know, you think about it and okay. What was Billy, 45th, did you say?
45.
45, yeah. And that's about where he falls, right? And then, you know, Evan had a season last year for the ages, but I don't see it happening again, quite honestly. I mean, you know, what was he, fourth or ranked fourth? Or yeah, I don't see it. And the pressure of being a coach, you know, the nonstop, you know, for 4 days, you're the guy, and you got to answer all those stupid fucking questions from every one of your guys.
What time do we play next? Yeah. Who's sitting this inning? Oh, they don't ask that on the Bears. So that's right. They don't ask who's sitting next inning.
So there's so much pressure, and I think that's the unknown, right? And for both of them, you know, it's the unknown. How does the pressure shape them for the rest of their life? This is really a stepping stone into the rest of their career. Or they're going to miss the step and crash. So I don't know. I mean, and you look at the other coaches, right? And there's some there that, like, you see the Beers. Like, how have the Beers survived all these years?
They've cheated, Donnie. That's why.
Oh, that's right. You're right, babe. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a bit, I guess.
Hopefully everybody else hasn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it could go anyway. I don't know. I don't know. I think I look to Billy Bass to right the ship. I just hope he stays away from the other Monroes. I mean, that's going to be the death of him. So,
but you know, look at both of their family histories and the franchises that they've had, and that's going to speak volumes too.
You know, well, I think
don't do what my dad did.
Is there a manual out there?
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
So Evan, of course, will become the youngest second-generation coach to coach a team in Dom Day history, which is pretty cool, and obviously following his dad's footsteps. But I guess the question that everybody's asking is, you know, he's young. You know, is he ready for the media pressure that comes with Dom Day? And obviously his dad's used to having the microphone put in his face, like, Donnie, do you think Evan's ready to handle the Dom Day media?
I wonder about it, Justin. Like, you know, it starts at the Men Cup, right? And so it starts in the penalty box right after the Men Cup. And can he hold up to all the people that say, you're a coach? You know, I don't know. I mean, they're, you know.
Or Donnie, can he stand up to, hey, coach, can you get me a beer? And then as you hand it to Al and Gorp and they walk away and you realize you have to pay for it, is he going to be able to handle that?
Right.
Or when Sammy comes up and says, hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
Did he do that?
He would.
No, I wish the two the best of luck. I mean, we've had, in the long, long list of coaches, they have the opportunity to, move up the ladder. And there's some good competition that they have to go up against. The history, some of the names that, have had franchises like the Terry Sankos, and the Huffies and
Little butts, the
Lil
dinks.
Dink, I mean, they've got a chance to get right in there with those guys and become instant legacies. So I wish them both the best of luck. It's just a lot to handle at their age. Although, how old is Billy now? Billy's what?
Gotta be
27,
30,
30, 20 years,
30.
around there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh,
he's not
maybe
a young
more.
man.
I
I think
think
he's
he's
28.
30, 32. He's I think he's like 32.
Maybe think again, dumbass.
No. Well,
32.
how the fuck do you
Oh,
know?
way to swear. Way to swear.
I don't care.
No, but
Again.
best of luck to them. I don't know. I got my doubts and I have high hopes for them, and my son. I mean, I hope he does well, but I don't know. I'm afraid
If
for
he hangs around with the Mercs, he could have high hopes.
him. Donnie, you should let him look through a few old programs and really get a good idea of maybe do redrafting of those guys and see where they
Yeah.
end up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some of the old articles, babe.
Oh, so yeah, let him
And
read some of those too. That'll get him fired.
the
Remember the
newsletters. Oh,
Oh, those are great.
that'd be a good learning for.
They were a slightly improper.
They were great though. Yeah.
For their time, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get into some predictions, how we think this year is going to shake down. We always give our predictions on who we think is going to win some key awards this year. We'll start with the Mupp Cup. Gentlemen, who do you think will win this year's Mupp Cup? Babe, why don't we go to you?
Well, that's a tough one. There were so many guys who had just below average years that to pick one of them, I would have to say that might be Smidge. Smidge ranked 13th, or drafted 13th, ranked 46th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That's the brick, though, isn't it?
well, that is the brick, but he could come back and win them up
Back
if
and
he's
win.
drafted in the right position.
You think Smidge is in for a fall? He's
He
gonna fall
might
through
be,
the cracks.
based on this.
Okay.
But he did bring some cheesies to the thing, so I'm going to counter that because he'll bring some more. How about Tyson Walton? He'd
I
be a
like
good
that.
muck cupper.
Yeah. I don't know, babe. He was terrible last year.
Yeah, but that's, you know what, Donnie? That's the beauty of it, right? You can come back and have a great year.
Yeah,
And
but he
maybe
looked
guys like that,
great.
maybe the Waltons try and set you up too. Good year, bad year,
Alternating
good year,
years.
bad year. And then they
Yep.
walk away with some hardware. They're always happy with that. I'm going to go with Tyson.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cote, who's going to win this year's Mupp Cup?
I'm going with Perch Peters. He was picked in the eighth round last year. Last year was if I'm correct, that was his first year.
Yes.
Second.
First year,
Second year, but
second year, yeah, but
yeah, but
first
still
that you
just
can
a hawk.
remember.
He was a hawk the
Yeah.
year before. They were quickly out. So yes, that was
Yeah,
his
but
first.
I like Perch, and I think now that he's slowly figured it out, and now that he's got the Well, now the future brother-in-law has bailed on us this year, but I think he's got a chance. And if his mom can control his booze intake, I think he has a chance to walk away with the mop. I don't know if he'll show up for the banquet, but he's my guy.
Donnie, who do you got winning them up?
Well, it's clear as mud. I'm going with Volcano. I think he's got a year under his belt. He had that nervous twitch going the whole weekend last year, and I think he might.
That was Nikki. That was Nikki.
Mickey watching over your shoulder every drink you
Yeah.
had. You know,
But
twitch too.
I like what I see. And he took the nickname in stride and ran with it. Once he found out who sang the song, it was a lot better. And But he's a guy I look to for incremental advancement, and I'd keep my eye on him. I mean, he had to be ranked down around 70, did he, or 75, or no, that was me, 75. I don't know who
he was. 67.
Yeah, so I don't see him being the 67th best guy this year. No way. I see him as a mupster for sure.
But if you have to put his name on the back of a t-shirt, that gets fucking expensive. Van der Schlinge Slonger. Holy Christ. He's Dutch, German, and three other European fucking back last names.
But wouldn't that make Nick proud if he came home with the Mup Cup, you know? Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. You guys have the answer, not me. But.
Okay.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick, yeah, Donnie.
I like that pick.
That'd be a good pick. Yep.
Yeah, I think good picks all around. All right. The silver brick. Donnie, we'll start with you. Who do you think's due for a bad one?
Well, could Schmeltzy have a bad year? I mean, he's got all eyes on him, right? You know, he's ranked number one in every conceivable category.
Funny, according to his stats, that was his worst year last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do I look at him? I don't know. You know,
he's already got two votes, I think, if I've heard correctly. And they're both minnows.
Yeah. And then there's that angle too. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, for some reason always get picked high, and I don't get it. I mean, I know I've been out of coaching for a while, and you know, I've got five more years till I get back into it, but
is that it?
But I don't understand. Like, you've got guys that consistently get picked in the top 10 players, and they don't do anything, but yet they'll get picked again this year. You follow me? Like, I you know, and if I guess if I had to throw a name out there, you know, I'd look at a guy like Jay Buff. You know, I
you stole my thunder, Donnie. That's exactly who I thought.
Wow. I mean,
right?
There's, you know, a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, if your brother's, you know, I know if your brother, you know, and all that, but I mean, come on. You know, like he was, what did he rank in the low 20s or something last year?
24th.
24th, yeah, great.
24th, and he was drafted 9th.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's my pick. I you know, and I you know, and I'm not, you know, I'm not, you know, it's not, I'm not out to pick on anybody. You follow me? Yeah. I'm just, you asked me, there's my guy.
It was honest. It was modest. We appreciate
it. I like the guy.
It was heartfelt.
Yeah.
You almost felt guilty doing it. It was.
Yeah. And I like the guy. He sits two doors down from me in the tent, you know, on the sideline. So, you know, it's just.
He grabs you a burger when he's up at the barbecue. I get it. You don't want to burn that bridge. I've been there.
Who won the brick last year?
Yak. Yak won.
Jason Yak?
Jason Yak won it last year. Babe, who do you think is going to win the brick?
Oh man, that's a tough one. You know, you always hate to put that on guys too, but you know, Brendan Buff had a tough year last year.
Yeah,
right. But he didn't win the brick.
I think his stock's going to drop, babe.
Yeah, could Donnie. You know what? I might have to go back to Smidge. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to win the Mup. He's going to win something. Yeah, he's a winner. He's a winner. Smidge is a winner. So he's going to win something.
Did you pick him to win the Mup?
Yeah. But then I decided to go back and give him the brick.
Well,
you know, it's a finicky thing, Donnie.
You'll take one of them, babe.
He's one of those middle of the road guys.
Like, well, you know, yeah.
There was a lot of chatter after Jason Yak walked away with the brick last year that it should have been Smidge. that fans were absolutely outraged that Smidge did not win last year's Brick. So
That's the power of the cheesy, right?
yeah.
He brings
Yeah.
those cheesies. They're
He showed
damn
up
good
with a
too,
cup of
Donnie.
cheesies,
Oh,
and
man.
when we were counting ballots, there were cheesy fingerprints on every ballot we counted, and people were surprised to see not a single vote for Smidge, but I think the cheesy fingerprints told us the story that we needed to. So I think it's a good vote, babe. Cote, who
He always comes into any conversation with a nice little cackle of a smile on too, right? So it's, I mean, how do you give a guy like that, the brick? I don't know.
We gave it to Gordy a bunch of fucking times.
Sometimes, yeah.
And he
Yeah.
had a cackle and a smile. That's because he stole your wallet. I'm going with Kevin Woods.
Wow.
You look at last year, right? First rounder, ranked, drafted 7th, ranked 30th. I think that time change, that 3 hours from Vancouver Island, messes with his swing. So as much as he is, I think he runs the Lip Bombers, he better get his act together.
Does
But
it
didn't
do
he
that
draft him? He
change
drafted
your mind?
himself, though.
Does it change your mind knowing wife and kid are in town and has something to play for this year in front of the whole family?
He doesn't give a shit about them. That's my pick, Kevin Woods, who I love. He's a great guy, but I just think he needs some fucking needs a brick for that
You
new house that's
say
gonna be.
that every year before you shit on
Yeah. Yeah, that's a.
But I didn't pick him last year. Some
No,
of the
but you
guys I
shit on him.
likes,
I thought you
some of the
did pick
guys
him
I
last
don't
year.
like. Who did? I did?
Yeah.
You
Derek,
check
answer.
with
Listen, listen to the podcast.
Don Adams, he'll know.
So wait, he's got the family coming, Justin. That's for
He
sure.
does. Yeah,
That's
that's what
great.
family's coming. So
Are there any other guests or surprise guests or people that are coming that you know of? Any other?
we're trying to get Bon Jovi to sing the national anthem, but he hasn't responded. Otherwise, I think David Coates is going to be in from Norway. That might be our biggest
And
celebrity.
I think his
That'll be
wife is
great.
coming this time. She's never seen baseball.
His wife,
She knows
and
soccer.
she'll
She
wish she
knows
never saw.
she knows soccer. And
Which,
rowing.
Justin, great thing, great point I just thought of. I saw somewhere the return of the kids games is a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we have one volunteer, but she gave us the condition that she needs more volunteers to do it.
Well,
So I would
you
say
tell Carol Delmezzi that other people will help out.
no, it was a second generation wife. I'm
No way.
protecting her identity for now. But yeah, we do have somebody interested, but we do need more volunteers to support her.
Maybe the kids could pick up beer bottles, all of them.
Yeah.
The
Just
kids' games used to be awesome.
They're
You
great.
know, back in the day, Blendy used to run the show. You
Yeah.
know,
I used to get picked last in those ones too.
That's good.
You gotta learn it sometime,
We
Justin. You
continue
gotta
here,
learn sometime.
unfortunately.
No sense hiding that shit from kids every
It's called conditioning, Justin. It's
Yeah.
called conditioning.
Yeah. Old Ross
But
got into
anyhow, I
it.
was glad to see that. I think that's great, you know. So,
Okay, so we're going to get into the final segment. We're going to pick a winner. There's no teams out there, but who are you guys sensing? Who do you think is going to be the winner of this year's Dom Day? Without seeing the team, I know we do this every year. It's a blind pick. Cote, why don't we start with you? Which franchise do you have winning Dom Day 44?
Mike Woods' team. I think that they have not won. Woodsy's still a great leader, and I think it's finally his turn. He'll be a new father by then. Get number two out of the way. Lots of pep in his step. He's the guy. What's the name of that team?
The Titans.
Titans. Yeah, I like the name too. So that's who I'm going with. I'm going with Woodsy.
You like it so much you forgot it.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
If he's going with,
He's
well,
a
I knew
great
he had a
guy.
team.
He's a great
Shut
guy.
up. If he drafts his brother, they could win and also get a brick.
Babe, who do you think's going to win?
You know what? I think Derek's team is the Bearcats. I think that after last year, after really being cheated out of another championship, just much like the hotel, they come back and they've got a they'll have a plan.
Oh, Bobby.
And they'll be ready to go. That's who I'm picking.
Were they
That's,
cheated
but
on?
it all
Huh?
depends. Yeah, Donnie, don't you remember that?
Yeah, I kind of do. Maybe refresh
Yeah.
my memory, but.
Well, I'm not going to talk about it, but Bobby wasn't sitting guys, wasn't the whole tournament. So, but nobody
Yeah.
wants to hear that stuff.
Well, when did that become a rule? Well,
Yeah, that was Dom Day One. Yeah,
okay.
that became a rule.
Yeah. Anyhow, he got off lightly and
Yeah.
he's
So that's why I'm
back.
picking the Bearcats. That's what I think
Yeah, they were
they'll chip
close
on their
last
shoulder.
year, babe.
Yeah, they were, Donnie.
Yeah.
A little chip on their shoulder, so I
And
think they'll be there.
Dizzy had a great year,
Yeah.
you know. He
Yeah,
came
Dizzy
in
was
and
statistically the number two player last year. Was he?
Well, and
Yeah.
if he can somehow get Schmeltzy in the fifth or sixth round, I go, they could be a team worth
One
reckoning.
pick before he drafts Evan in the
Yeah.
sixth. Donnie, who you got?
Well, I like the herd. I think the herd, and I think Adam Buff, I think Jay Buff's going to have a huge year. He might win the Breck, but he's going to have a huge year. And I just like the herd. I like their mantra, which is win at all costs and fuck the rest of the world. So it's
And
they're
plus Donnie, I mean the curse on Buffalo, with the juice being gone now. I mean,
Yes.
everything could be going Buffalo's way.
Yeah, I never thought of that, babe. They
Yeah.
might have 32 on their shoulder this year in honor of OJ.
Maybe with
They'll come
one
in
black
with
underfitting baseball glove just partially on their hand. I think that'd be a good
and
look.
they'll pull up in a white Bronco.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are back. That
That would be the
that'd be
best
great. A
with
slow
Keon.
drive across the field.
Right, with Keon Coleman and his new yellow jacket in the back seat. No,
Oh,
I like the
man.
herd. I'm going with the herd this year. So I'm hoping they pick me again.
Justin, what about you?
Who do I think is going to win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't even know. I you know what?
Oh, like we do.
I'm
Like
gonna
we
go
do know.
contrarian here. I'm gonna say Jordan Niskanen wins his first championship as a coach after his dad won one last year as the coach of his franchise. So I think the regulars go back to back, but Jordan wins his first championship as coach of that franchise this
Is
year.
he actually picking this year? Is he?
We got to work through his schedule. I think he will pick the first three rounds and then we'll delegate after that. He's a busy, very busy man, but
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Like
I
the
think
rest of us are
he's
sitting around on a fucking thumbtack, Well, yeah, I'm sure he's busy.
what's he busy doing? Is
A
he
lot of
trying to take a
things.
second
He's
job or?
we got him a
But I'll
permanent.
say last year, one player that played well for him because he gets drafted late was Kozicki, his brother-in-law. He
Yeah,
played
Kizik
yeah,
was gonna get
Kozicki
rid of him.
fucking got on base a lot, and he is shit.
Yeah, where'd Kizik end up in the stats last year, Cote?
87.
87th? That's where was he picked?
I don't even know if there was 87 picks, but anyhow, he was way the fuck up there.
No, he did well.
He had a great year.
He went 72nd and his rank was 44.
That's a.
Yep.
Did he
Wow.
win them up?
No, Jeremy did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Jeremy.
My
Hands
bad.
down.
Yeah, my bad. And Jeremy was deserving of it too.
Wasn't Turnsey on that team too?
Yeah, Turnsey was another one
Yeah.
who had a really good year.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Turnsey is a scary good pick, I'm
Yeah.
telling you. Yeah. That
And he'll
turned the
play the
table.
and he plays the hot corner.
He got traded last year, remember? For Al.
Yeah. What a move that was.
Yeah, one of those guys still has a franchise and a championship. The other guy has got his resume out there again. So,
Was
yeah,
that
those
Eric made
trades can
that
make or
trade?
break you.
Eric made that trade, I guess.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Ian wanted his dad.
Oh, there we
Oh,
go.
yeah.
There we go.
that could be a good lesson
for the
Billy
craw.
Bass, for the Billy the Bass and the craw.
It's not craw, it's claw.
Is it craw? Pronounced?
Is it craw or claw?
Claw.
Or milk. Or milk.
Oh, my goodness.
All righty, gentlemen. We're going to end it there. We'll do some final thoughts. Cote, let's start with you. Final thoughts before we go to Dom Day 45.
Actually, super excited to get back to Dom Day just for the fact that it has been kind of quiet for a while. I think everybody came out of COVID, was pretty busy with things, and probably haven't seen as much of each other. So obviously we got the Dom Day Golf in June, which will be great to connect for those who are local, and then get to the tournament. As you guys mentioned, there's a long list of activities that are going to be a great time. Be great to get back to the Bine. And I can't wait to play again. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to get back to Case Field.
Babe, final thoughts?
Yeah, about the same. I keep telling people we're going back for Dom Day 45, and that if COVID didn't hit, it'd be Dom Day 47. And I just look forward to seeing everybody again, as always. And there'll be lots of banter, and I'm sure we'll do another show right before.
Yeah, let's do a post-draft. Post-draft review.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Donnie, final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's, Babe, is there any way we can get Lanny out to one of these, Babe? Or,
yeah, I think he'll definitely come.
Ask him.
He's looking, he's talking Dom, he's asking when Dom Day 57 was. And so he didn't have the exact date.
He would love it, man.
Oh, he would have a great time.
Yeah. Same thing.
Well, his wife won't let him come
alone.
I'll mention that to her.
Okay, carry on, Donnie. Sorry, I fucking interrupted.
Donnie, final thoughts.
Yeah, back to my final thoughts, Cote. I'm excited about the Windy Gym. I think, if the weather's great and we don't have any cancellations, the thought of live racing, and we're collecting $45 from each person, right, Babe?
To start off. We are. Yes, we are, Donnie.
And it'd be nice to nestle into a nice pot on the way home and spend it all foolishly at Remo's that night. So that's always a treat. And some of the people that have come to Dom Day have not got to experience the live racing yet, which is kind of sad, so hopefully that'll happen. And then just seeing everybody and all the antics on the sideline, and it's amazing. So can't wait to get back there. I'm going to stop and see Knucklehead on the way in St. Catharines and
show you some real lacrosse.
Yeah.
And, hey, Donnie, you think Kinger will come out?
I know Rem's coming, I know. Yep. So
excellent.
So I'm working on King. Yeah. So but
awesome be good stuff, guys. We'll leave it here. We'll see you guys again for a post-draft analysis. As always, thank you to everybody who listens. Be sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the Dom Day Tales podcast, and see you next time.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car, the skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road.